KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. And sports, weather could be a factor this evening when Iowa plays Boston College in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium. The forecast calls for a temperature of 25 degrees at kickoff with a wind chill, making it feel like it's only 14. What does Coach Kirk Ferentz think?
I mean, we've been outside the last couple of weeks, so some days have been nicer than others. A couple of days ago, it was pretty chilly at our place, too. So, I feel like we're in the Midwest, Big Ten football. But it's pretty much the same another day that way. So you just kind of put that out of your mind and worry about the game, and there's plenty to worry about in that regard.
Yeah, like running back A.J. Dillon, who was a key in Boston College, winning 5 of its last 6 games.
So you look at them playing the way they did the last 6 ball games, his production during that time. So we're going to have to try to find a way to slow him down a little bit, or at least try to contain him. If we're going to have a chance to win this football game.
Well, victory today by the Hawkeyes would allow Ferentz to tie Hayden Fry as Iowa's all-time leader in wins.
You know, I've been around great people during my 28 years at Iowa. You know, all the coaches have been fantastic that I've gotten to work with. The people at the university have been tremendous, and the people that stayed are great. So it's a really unique place, and I feel very fortunate to be here at the bowl game. Maybe even more fortunate to coach at the University of Iowa.
Boston College coach Steve Adazio says they're not concerned by the forecast.
We, don't have an indoor facility, so we practice year-round outside. And I think, like both our programs, I mean, we're kind of goes hand-in-hand with who we are. And I don't think anybody's real concerned about it. In fact, probably embracing it.
Adazio says in a game matching teams with similar styles, it'll come down to execution. He said also the special teams will play a big role in the outcome.
Obviously, creating field position is a huge deal, especially when you want to run the football and play great defense. But, everybody equates special teams to the kick. And, we played in this game a couple of years back, a few years ago, and the kick cost us dearly. So I don't minimize that. But I think the special teams very likely could have a huge impact in this game.
Now, the Hawkeyes will be trying to put a halt to a dreadful run in postseason games when they play BC today in the Pinstripe Bowl. The Hawkeyes have lost 5 straight bowl games, and the average margin of defeat is just short of 3 touchdowns. And that's not sitting well with some of the players. Here's senior running back Akram Wadley.
We never won a bowl game since we came in 2013. We never won a bowl game, And just to leave out on a positive note, I feel like we'll be left the jersey in a better place, like we always preach here. And just why not, why not finish the season like that, with a win.
This is the earliest date an Iowa team has ever played a bowl game, but senior linebacker Ben Neiman says it provides the Hawkeyes with a big opportunity.
Yeah, I think it's big. No one in this building has won a bowl game, so it's kind of been eating at us, I think, and it's a great opportunity, and that's where all of our focus is at right now.
Junior defensive end Parker Hesse says the Hawks are out to end that bowl streak.
Last year's class of seniors hadn't won a bowl game, and that was something that we really wanted to do and get for them. But so then obviously that goes without saying, no one in the programs here has won a bowl game, and that's something that we really want to accomplish. That we've set out at the beginning of the year that wherever we land, that we're going to end the season on a win.
Senior guard Sean Welsh says he wants to end his Iowa career with a victory.
It's big for us. It's been a team goal of ours for 2 years now to win a bowl game. And, for us, seniors, we've been to 4 bowl games that we really haven't gotten the result that we wanted. I think it's time to push it through.
Well, senior linebacker Josie Jewell says the key will be slowing down a Boston College running game that averaged nearly 300 yards per game over the final month of the season.
They run a lot of stuff. They're a heavy run team, heavy 13, stuff like that. So they got a lot of tight ends in there. So it should be interesting, a lot of downhill stuff.
Junior cornerback Josh Jackson says the Eagles have a similar offensive attack as the Hawkeyes.
There definitely are similarities in their offense that I've seen in the past couple of years when Coach Davis was here, and a little bit now in this offense too with Coach Ferentz. So there's similarities, but you still gotta come out because it's tricky. It's still tricky, and you gotta be able to come out and just read the offense and kind of get a sense of what they want to do.
We'll have that game for you live a little bit later on this afternoon here at KJAN. Pre-game underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon with Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak. And we'll have The football game starting at 4:15. That's kickoff, 4:15. 2 o'clock pregame, 4:15 kickoff. Iowa and Boston College this afternoon. Yesterday, Zach Moss rushed for 150 yards, and Tyler Huntley scored on a pair of two-yard keepers as Utah rolled to a 30-14 win over West Virginia in the heart of Dallas Bowl. The Mountaineers gained just 153 total yards, suffering their third straight loss. Both those teams are 7-6. Alex Delton accounted for four touchdowns and finished with 158 yards rushing to lead Kansas State to a 35-17 win over UCLA in the Cactus Bowl. Delton replaced Skylar Thompson late in the first quarter and scored on runs of 68 yards, 3 yards, and 1 yard. Alex Barnes added 117 yards and a touchdown for the Wildcats, who ran for 345 yards in what could be the final game of Bill Snyder's coaching career. Duke captured the Quick Lane Bowl as Daniel Jones threw for two touchdowns and ran for another in a 36-14 thumping of Northern Illinois yesterday. In NFL news, James Harrison is no longer the odd man out or the oldest man in the locker room. The ex-Steelers star has signed a one-year deal with the arch-rival New England Patriots 3 days after his unceremonious departure from Pittsburgh. The 39-year-old linebacker posted a photo on Instagram showing himself with 40-year-old quarterback Tom Brady in New England's locker room, writing that he finally has a teammate that's older than me. The AFC North champion Steelers released the five-time Pro Bowl linebacker and 2008 NFL Defensive Player of the Year on Saturday to make room for right tackle Marcus Gilbert, who's returning from a suspension for violating the league's performance-enhancing substance policy. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says Jason Garrett will return for an eighth full season after Dallas missed the playoffs in a year marred by the six-game suspension of star running back Ezekiel Elliott. Jones said on his radio show Tuesday that Garrett's job is not an issue here at all. Bears coach John Fox insists he's not worrying about his future. With a 14-33 record in 3 years, Fox might be coaching his final game for the Bears when they finish the season at NFC North champion Minnesota on Sunday. Fox says he has never had trouble getting employment in this league and is not going to start worrying about it now. Cardinals coach Bruce Arians says a report that he and the franchise have agreed to part ways after this season is untrue, labeling it fake news. An article in Pro Football Weekly cited multiple sources as saying the split would come next week at the end of Arians' fifth season as the team's head coach. But Arians says no decision has been made. And in baseball news, the Yankees have announced that their one-year, $10 million contract with lefty C.C. Sabathia has been finalized. The 37-year-old lefty is taking a pay cut from the $25 million he earned last season when he went 14-5 with a .369 earned run average in 27 starts for his best season since 2012. He was 9-0 with a 1.71 ERA and 10 starts following a Yankees loss last season. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.